Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You are welcome to join us. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want. Coming up here tonight, we got some news about, well, not good news, but about how people are handling the economic circumstances, what with inflation continuing to record highs for the last four decades. Almost into double-digit territory, if you believe the government numbers. And, of course, the reality is it's probably already well into the double digits. That's just the numbers they don't publish. So we got that coming up. But also, we want to start with people and their fear. Aria, you have a story about Americans. More than half are apparently living every day in fear of various different scary things.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Because, you know, I read headlines like this, you know, no place to hide, 52% in fear they're in danger every day, even at home. And I'm like, what are these people talking about?
I don't know if it is weird. I think that this is what people are trained to do. They are trained to be fearful little animals.
Of
who,
what?
Of, well, I'm sure you're going to go through a list. I have not read the story.
Yeah, I suppose so, but I mean...
I'm going to go off the top of my head here. Again, having not read the story at all, climate change. A lot of young people are afraid of climate change. There was a whole other story we never even got to. It's just too lengthy. All about how Generation Z or whatever, and maybe the millennials as well, are stressed. They're anxious and worried about what's going to happen with global climate change. And then, of course, there's terrorism.
That's a silly thing to worry about, though.
I agree with you. It's ridiculous. You,
even if it's real, whatever is going to happen is going to happen,
and
you little individual cannot do anything about it, so just roll with it.
That's all you can do. But that's not the view of a fearful person. You and I don't have that particular view.
Fair.
So there's that. You know, of course, the government's been ginning up fear about terrorism for 20 years. I don't know if that made it to the list, but of course, for some time, that was one of the fears. Economic woes and concerns are definitely, people are afraid of how they're going to make the bills, you know, get the bills paid at the end of the month as things keep getting tighter and tighter. So there's those things. There's COVID and the fear about getting infected with monkeypox or, you know, whatever the new thing is that's out there. This is what the state thrives off of, right? You know, they say war is the health of the state, but also fear is the health of the state.
Yeah. See, I can certainly understand, you know, the fear, economic fear and uncertainty. And, you know, I'm already living paycheck to paycheck. I'm falling behind on bills. I've got a mountain of debt or whatever. I understand that that's at least a realistic fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect that most of these, that's not what it's going to be talking about.
All right. Let's get into it.
So one half of Americans feel like they're in imminent danger at least once a day. That's certainly not economic fear.
I mean, if you drive a car, you are in danger, because there could be some lunatic that comes over the median and just smashes right into you and you're dead. So, I mean, that's a legitimate concern, but you shouldn't live in fear of that because, well, then you'll never get in the car and go to where you have to go.
So a new poll of 2,000 Americans analyzed how they feel about their personal safety and found 52% feel on edge every day. On edge, yes.
I just can't even imagine.
Every day.
I mean, you and I, we've got hundreds of years in prison between the two of us that we're facing in the next few months with the Crypto 6 trial, and I could see why that would cause somebody some concern. But just to go about your daily life of going to work and, you know, whatever other responsibilities you have to do to be on edge, have that sensation is just, you know, unbelievable to me. I mean, what would cause me to be on edge is if there was, like, an active shooter in the vicinity or something
sure.
like that. I would then be on edge and be, you know, very aware of my surroundings. But let's go on. I want to hear what else they're afraid of.
Younger Americans were most likely to feel concerned about their safety on a daily basis. Again, a daily basis, with 75% of those between 25 and 34 agreeing with the statement, compared to just 50%.
75%?
75% of people ages 25 to 34 felt concerned about their safety every single day.
Wow.
Yeah. Dark streets and sidewalks trigger their anxiety the most, followed by neighborhoods they aren't familiar with.
Should we remind these people that violent crime has been, in the last few decades, going down? Like,
I don't know that it would do any good.
It's less dangerous out there, generally. Well, I mean, there are bad neighborhoods, and there are better yeah. neighborhoods and all that. I'm not going to say that there aren't still bad neighborhoods, but violent crimes in general have been going down over decades. You are safer than ever to walk from one point to another anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what these people, I don't know what world they're living in. Neighborhoods they aren't familiar with. It causes them anxiety. Next in line were parking garages and riding alone in a rideshare or a taxi. Yeah, speaking of rideshare services.
Wait. Hold on. Do they give percentages for the taxi? Are they
yes.
Okay. What's the percentage?
Speaking of rideshare services, 39% of respondents completely avoid them because they don't feel safe taking them. They mean like Ubers and stuff, right?
Yeah,
they don't feel safe taking
yeah.
Ubers?
Does that mean that they walk everywhere or that they are feeling safer with a cab driver than they are an Uber driver?
It included taxi and rideshare drivers together.
Did it? Okay.
And that number jumps even higher to 50% for those between 25 and 34. So half of wow. millennials are too scared to get in an Uber or a taxi. How the hell are these people getting
understand.
Home from... I can't either.
Okay, so to answer your question of how they're getting home, they're talking probably to city people in this case, right? Like, I mean, we don't know. They did say Americans,
yeah.
so I'm sure there's some rural folks in there. That's probably the part that's not afraid, right? So presuming they're talking to some number of city people here, they're getting on the subway. They're doing public,
okay.
they're doing public transportation because other people are around. They don't have to be in a car with another person where they might have to make conversation with somebody.
Oh, God, the horror.
Or be, you know, molested or shot to death by them. Because there have been a few stories over the years about some murderer who becomes an Uber driver or whatever. And because they've never murdered anyone before or never been caught murdering people before, then when they kill their first person in the Uber, well, it's a surprise. And so, therefore, Uber's background check process, which you do have to go through if you become a driver for Uber or Lyft, they do put you through a background check, and they won't even let you drive if you've got like a weed felony. So it's not like they're letting violent felons or whatever drive these Ubers.
Are these people really that crazy where they're like, I don't want to get in my Uber in case he turns out to be a serial killer?
What else could they be afraid of besides conversation?
I don't know. That's just,
he's going to give you a bottle of water and let you plug your phone in. I mean, it's...
That's an absurd fear.
It's insane. I can't... Like,
I mean, we were taught our entire lives not to get in the car with strangers,
stranger
right?
danger.
Because they could be,
yes.
you know, serial killers or whatever.
But this stranger has a 5-star rating from hundreds of riders. Some guy took the risk of riding in this guy's car the first time, and he made it. And then, you know, so if you're really worried about it, don't ride with somebody that's got less than 4 stars, and you'll probably be fine. In fact, I think Uber actually has a system where if you have lower than 4 or like 4.3 or something, there's like a certain number, 3.6, whatever it is. If you go below that, you get put on hold and frozen. You can't drive anymore. Like they
wow.
will. There are no 2-star Uber drivers. There are no, you know, 3-star Uber drivers.
56% of people share their... So it also asks, you know, in addition to what they're afraid of, it asks them for tips and tricks on what they use to make themselves feel safer.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I can handle this.
56% share their location with someone just in case.
This is all Americans, right?
Yes.
Okay. I got to get this, like, the cross tabs on this, because I definitely want to see the demographics.
Gen Z and millennial respondents
okay, were
the most likely to use that tactic, with 62% of those between 18 and 24, and 65% of those 25 to 34 sharing their location with someone.
Wow.
Now, there is one person who shares their location with me, but it's to make my life more convenient, because this person travels a lot, and it's useful for me to know when this person's in the area, mm-hmm. when they're in, you know, it's Mark, and when he's in the United States and when he's not, it's useful for
yeah.
me to know that sort of thing.
He's not doing it because he's worried about, like,
right.
being abducted or murdered or something like that.
And I have some friends on Snapchat whose location that I see because that's how Snapchat works, but it's not like a constant thing. And if they're not on Snapchat, then it just shows me wherever they last opened it. It's not this live location monitoring nonsense. And it's certainly not for anyone's safety. There is more.
Oh, I want to hear it, and it's just hard. It's really hard to fathom living like these people live. This is not living. This is just fear. That is not a life. There's more coming up here. You can join us and share your experience.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
360-3283-6160. Do you live in fear every single day of your life?
And it hasn't even mentioned COVID.
No, it hasn't yet. When you get out of bed, are you on edge throughout the entire day, worried about everything from your cab driver or Uber driver killing you or raping you or something, to being afraid of terrorism or, you know, like you said, COVID or whatever other fears we're going to get to. We've just scratched the surface of this poll, and I just have a pet peeve here of news, quote-unquote news companies, talking about polls and then not actually linking to the data. It is not available in any of the stories that I found. The one polling company that did this has not, at least from what I can see, linked to their own poll from their own website.
Now, the article that I have links to, one poll, the company who did the poll, but yeah, it just goes to their homepage, yeah, which is completely useless.
I looked around on there and I, you know, checked their blog, and it hasn't been updated since mid-June, so there's this one is not there. There's something. They have some content there, but not this one. Arlo, which is the company that hired One Poll to do the poll, I'd not heard of Arlo, so this other news article links to Arlo. It's a home security corporation,
which makes them a little bit untrustworthy in regards to this poll.
Well, I mean, One Poll looks like a legitimate, you know, polling agency, and they did talk to 2,000 Americans.
Sure, but are they asking sort of loaded questions, or are they asking fair and honest questions?
That's a good question, and you don't really know exactly what they asked if you don't have the poll data in front of you, and otherwise we just have to trust what MSN or studyfinds.org is saying about the poll. It's like, well, if you guys saw the poll, why don't you link us to it so we can see it too? There was a poll that came out last week about secession here in New Hampshire, the first ever secession poll, and the folks over at the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence put out a little summary about what they thought was important about the poll, and I wanted to write up my own piece for NHExit.us and Free Keen, but I wasn't just going to go on what they said.
Right.
I wanted to go on what the actual poll numbers that I can see in front of me said. And luckily, those numbers were available from the group that did that survey, but not in this case. But that said, it is still fascinating. I find it plausible, Aria, because this isn't the first story about younger Americans and their tendency to be anxious. And
right,
we don't need to read studies about this to know that in our own lives, I've known younger people who have been expressive about their anxiety. That this is like common thing amongst, for lack of a better term, millennials or Generation Z, younger people. It didn't happen when I was growing up. When I was in school, no one ever talked about being anxious. I'm sure some people were, you know, worried about taking a test or asking a girl out on a date or whatever. Anxiety obviously happens, or nervousness, whatever you want to call it, happens in certain circumstances. But these are people who live in an anxious state, and they exist, and they are common. And so I find these numbers to be completely believable. But let me go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, Ian. Yeah, this is, as I was telling you on the call, and this is what I call a byproduct of snivelization. We're all snivelized. Bunch of damn, if we were all dogs, we'd be Weimanheimers.
Mm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm going to coin a phrase here I think might be applicable to the situation. We're suffering from amerophobia.
Amerophobia?
Amerophobia, yeah. You're scared to be who we're supposed to be.
Who are you supposed to be?
The whole world turned upside down. America don't know what it is anymore.
What is America?
I don't know anymore.
Okay.
When I was
So America's having an identity crisis?
I'm freaking clueless in Seattle, baby, living in Michigan. Don't ask me.
Well, I hope America kills itself. thank you for the call tonight, Major. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I think what he was referring to is, you know, home of the free, land of the brave. And obviously, living in fear is not conducive to taking brave actions.
No, but I want to speak up for millennials on this one. I don't know about Gen Z, but I know a lot of millennials.
As the millennial in the room.
I was raised more like Gen X, so I was being left alone by myself. Like, hey, just don't open the door for strangers. You'll be fine. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But most millennials weren't raised like that. They were raised by helicopter parents who wouldn't let them out after sunset, who wouldn't let them walk to the park to play by themselves
that's
and things like that.
That's where some of this comes from, for sure.
I suspect that they have trauma that's deeply rooted in how they were raised to just constantly be. I was never told not to get into the car with strangers, right? Because that could be very bad advice for someone. The subject just never came up, I don't think. I was never actually told, you know, don't get in the car with strangers, because what am I doing on a day-to-day basis that where that's even a possibility in the first place? But millennials, on the other hand, most millennials were told from the time they were born, you know, don't trust strangers, don't talk to them, you're going to meet them on the internet, don't trust them, don't ever meet them in person.
That was true when I was young as well. There was stranger danger, and, you know, you don't want to talk to strangers unless your parents are around, kind of thing. So that's been around for a while. But I think that it's gotten worse over time, and the whole idea of the helicopter parent, I didn't hear about that until the mid-aughts when we were doing Free Talk Live, I think maybe as a local show in Florida. And
I suspect those are the younger millennials. Right.
And those people, certainly, they must have existed in the past, but there's just been this trend in society towards that kind of parenting, the kind of rounding off of corners, the childification of America, keeping kids childlike for as long as possible and in need of a parent.
But destroying their childlike innocence in the process, right? Traumatizing them like Greta Thunberg and all of these other people, terrorizing them with the fear of COVID and climate change and all these other things. You know, doing all of these things to keep them safe as kids while simultaneously destroying their childhood.
Yeah.
Well, by traumatizing
them. The fear of, like, implanting that into their minds is really just so destructive and so sad. And now you...
It's infectious.
Now they turn into adults and they aren't getting better.
No, of course
not. They're literally living in fear of an Uber driver. Let's hear some more from this ridiculous... survey.
So we were just talking about how millennials in particular, 62% of them, or 65% of millennials aged 25 to 34 share their location with someone just on a regular basis.
Here's where I am, just in case.
Yeah, that's crazy. Respondents also reveal the top things they'll have on their person for safety and peace of mind while traveling. The most popular items are pepper spray at 40% and a personal safety app on their phone also at 40%.
I wonder what that is. What's a personal safety app? Is that something that automatically shares your location with certain people?
I tend to think of something like Cell 411, but I know that's not what they're referring to. So I don't know what they're referring to. I'm not crazy, so I don't have a personal safety app on my mobile device.
Now, look, there's nothing wrong with having a, you know, some sort of a weapon to defend yourself with. Pepper spray.
Sure.
It's got its downsides. You know, you don't want to be downwind from...
Well, before the government took my guns, I liked to open carry.
Yep. And unfortunately, we're, you know, they won't even let us hold on to any kind of self-defense items legally right now.
They made me give up my bow, man.
Yeah, even a stun gun. You can't even have a stun
gun.
Yeah. The number here is 603-283-6160. Well, our friends can still have these things. They just can't be ours.
Okay.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving toward the passage of a big computer chip bill with final approval expected this week. The measure cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate on a vote of 64 to 32. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the bill will create good jobs and prepare the country for the future.
We will reawaken the spirit of discovery, innovation, invention, and optimism that made America the envy of the world.
The bill will be sent to the House after expected passage by the Senate. Former President Trump says the United States has been brought to its knees since he left office. Trump returning to the nation's capital to speak at a conservative summit. Trump citing soaring inflation and said the United States has become a beggar nation, groveling to other countries. USA Radio News. The former vice president makes a trip back to our nation's capital.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning.
To restoring the inalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies. We'll save America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consumer confidence is falling due to worries about high inflation. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell more than 2.5 points in July for the third straight monthly decline. The board noting rising food and gas prices continue to weigh on consumers. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 228 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. By the way, big thanks to Libertaria, who is a Free Talk Live supporter, diamond level of our Free Talk Live AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then get some cool perks, get some benefits from doing that, go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Like Libertaria has done, he's gone way above and beyond the call of duty and become a diamond level, but all we ask for is $5 a month, and really appreciate anybody that helps us out over there. So thank you in advance, and thank you to all of those who have already done so over at amps.freetalklive.com. So it's Ian and Aria here in the studio. We've got more. Aria, you've got more to share from this study on Americans and their apparently near-constant state of fear, over half of respondents.
Yeah, I'm saddened because it doesn't really specify what things Americans are afraid of. It just clarifies different ways in which they are afraid. And there's still more to come.
Uber drivers, they're apparently afraid of that. But yeah, that's why I wanted to find the actual study, and I'm disappointed that it's difficult to acquire. But first, let's go to Stephen. He's in Georgia. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, so I want to call out the Franklin County, Tennessee government.
Okay.
You were being watched. You were being monitored. We know who you are. You're probably not listening to this, but I think everybody should call there and just let them know that they are scum.
What they do now?
5-6 days ago, one of my coworkers went there. Went to the college there, went to a frat party, got drunk, got kicked out of somewhere, cop shows up, and he vomits on the cop. People are drunk.
Hold on. So was he being arrested at the time he vomited on the cop, or just happened to vomit on a cop when the cop just was around?
So he was not in handcuffs, but when you listen to what was being said, they had pretty much made the decision they were about to put him in cuffs anyways.
So are they now charging him with, like, biological attack or some sort of nonsense like that?
Yeah, some sort of involuntary or some sort of voluntary transfer of human bodily fluids.
Good Lord. Is there a lawful version of that? I guess so, like a blood transfusion or whatever.
But here's where it gets really upsetting. So in Tennessee, they have 24 hours to give you your first bond hearing. They denied it because he assaulted a police officer.
Vomiting.
Yes.
Okay.
So his second guaranteed bond hearing was yesterday. So I go there because he's a coworker. If they give him bond, we're bailing him out. We need him. We need him at work. We're undermanned. We need him. So I'm going to bail him out. We're going to deal with the money later. They put him real close to the last. I'm not sure why, but I'm sitting in that courtroom. And there's a gentleman who I don't know if there's any connection, but one of the bailiffs there, his last name was Hamill, and one of the guys there that was being put on for his bond hearing got booked like 15 hours beforehand. So he's been there. This is his first bond hearing. He is there for aggravated sexual rape. They give him a bond immediately.
Hmm. And what about your buddy with the puke?
So he comes up and they deny him again and say that he is a danger to society because of his lack of respect for law enforcement.
Dummy. Wow. I realize it's not a great argument, but the argument of, hey, I was drunk and vomited does not indicate a lack of respect for law enforcement.
Well, even if it does, like, let's just say that you are being disrespectful of law enforcement. Let's say you did assault this man on purpose and you wanted to give him your puke germ. Can we not come to a complete and utter agreement that raping somebody is vastly worse?
Yes, I think we can agree with that. Yeah, this is pretty common where government gangs treat certain types of defendants totally differently. A lot of times violent people are cut out. We had somebody call in last night and give an example of this. I think it was somebody who went to Rikers in New York City. I forget what the exact violation was, but he defended himself. He was an owner of a convenience store, and he was being robbed, and he defended himself successfully against the robber, and I think took the robber's life by stabbing him to death in that case, and it was a clear case of self-defense. But they went ahead and locked him up in Rikers for some indeterminate amount of time while they're giving people bail the same day for actual violent crimes with a victim that were not self-defense.
Well, New York is weird like that, right? They punish most heavily self-defense because they don't want people to do it.
That's a good point. Stephen, thanks for calling and sharing that story here tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And look, to get back to tie this into the story you have here tonight, Ari, about people being afraid, the poll that was done by one poll of 2,000 Americans finding that more than half of Americans, quote-unquote, feel on edge, according to the story, every day. I don't blame you. If you live in a bad neighborhood, if you live in a place where there is a high violent crime rate, by all means, be aware of your surroundings and carry some sort of a weapon with you. They do say here that 40% are carrying pepper spray.
Yep.
And, there's other non-lethal weapons that you can carry in cities that don't allow the carrying of guns. Obviously, one of the reasons why places like New Hampshire are safer in general is because people can carry guns here, and they do.
They do, but it's also true that, it's good to carry things other than guns. Because if a gun is all you have to defend yourself and you go to defend yourself, well, that's it. Yeah. Someone's getting shot at that point.
Right.
There's no backing down from that. However, if you have pepper spray or something, it doesn't necessarily have to escalate straight to 11, such as, carrying a gun does.
Agreed.
However, I mean, I wish they had asked these people how afraid they are of their government, of the police, of the military-industrial complex, because they're the ones who are the biggest threat to the average individual out there. The average individual is more likely to be killed, I don't know the numbers, more likely to be killed by a police officer than they are, you know, a random hobo in the streets. It probably varies based on where you're at. Like, if you live in Chicago, or did I say homo? I meant hobo. Well, that too, right? But, I mean, if you live in Chicago, you probably have a higher chance of being, you know, a victim of, you know, just random violence. But if you live just about anywhere else that isn't one of these big cities, it's more likely going to be a government agent or something like that. So they talk about more people who are afraid. One of the bizarre ones to me, when they meet someone new while linking up, like through Tinder or I don't think anyone uses Facebook dating, but something along those lines.
I've heard people do.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I know it exists.
Somebody recently met somebody there. Wow. I forget who it was, but
good for those geriatric people out there.
It was the first
dating.
I'd heard of it, but yeah, it exists.
I'm just surprised that these people who are this terrified actually meet strangers from the internet in public places at all.
That's a good point.
58% of them do meet in public places, and...
Duh, that's like basic level meeting somebody, okay?
Followed by, sharing their location with someone. Americans between 25 and 34 are the most cautious when it comes to this, sharing what they do on an average of 5 times a month with other people.
Mm. Wow.
And someone makes a brief statement about that is immaterial. The survey also asked respondents about their safety and the comfort of their own homes and found 42% of people don't feel safe when they're at home alone. 45% avoid living on the ground or first floors of apartment buildings out of fear of home invasions. I can't imagine being that crazy.
I mean, how often do those even happen?
I guess it depends on where you live, but I mean, if home invasions are common enough...
But don't include the police. I'm excluding the police invading your home, because obviously that happens. It's happened here more than once. And there's obviously the swattings, right? Like, there's that Tim Pool guy on YouTube. He gets swatted all the time. But, like, legitimate criminal activity, non-police criminal activity coming into your home. How common is that? Especially in a place like New York City, where there's usually neighbors that are relatively nearby. I'm curious. The number here is 603-283-6160. These people seem quite irrational when it comes to the fears they are living underneath. If you want to comment,
you've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. You can join our social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com. That is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And some of the hosts of the show as well. It's a Mastodon-based system, which means it is self-hosted. That means we're running the server, not some big tech megacorporation. So you've got more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's social.freetalklive.com. If you sign up, there is a question about why you're joining the server. Just put a reference to Free Talk Live in there or something like that. Because if it's like a one-word answer and it sounds really generic, you're going to get knocked out for spam.
Yeah, that's just us making sure that bots aren't joining.
And we are doing a good job at that, by the way. I knocked three potential bots or spammers out today. So check it out, social.freetalklive.com. I don't know if there's much more to this story, Aria. Is there anything else you wanted to highlight from
perhaps,
this beer story?
Perhaps. I mean, 60% of those between 25 and 34, which I'm just, that is the fearful generation. People aged 25 to 34 have a home security system. And this made me curious, looking at the cameras up there behind you and the cameras that I have at my house, you know, how common those are. It actually specifies that. Now, obviously, those aren't home security systems.
Nope, that's just video surveillance.
But they do exist, and I can't find it now because it's written so badly. But they did break down, you know, people who have camera systems in their house, but it didn't even get the numbers. Never mind.
So, I mean, see 37%, but this isn't for people 25 to whatever. This is the whole range of respondents. 63% have home security systems. So that's, again, all the range, not one demographic.
And like three of my cameras are pointed at the highway for my own amusement when wrecks happen. Cause
they happen a lot there.
And this way I get to see them, and, you know, I can be helpful to people. Like, hey, yeah, that guy was following you too closely. Here's a copy of the video, or whatever.
You can put some online, get some viral video, too, if they're really crazy.
It, the reason I got it was because people were stealing my signs 2 years ago when I ran for sheriff or whatever. So, I mean, I had a legitimate reason then, and now it's just sort of carried over since.
Yeah, we had the reason we did it here was because we were being targeted by haters in the area who were constantly stealing the peace flag out front.
Yeah, that's not living in fear. That's there is an identified problem, and you're taking solutions to address it.
So that's, I mean, it figures that it's going to talk to people about, the poll is going to ask people about, you know, what are their safety measures in their homes, because the company that hired one poll is a home security system company, so they obviously want to sell more home security systems. They, you know, they would like to capitalize, essentially, on fear. And then they get into top places Americans feel unsafe. You already went through, I think, most of these. Public transportation, 28%. Big cities, just being in the city, 28% of them say they feel unsafe.
See, I sort of get public transportation. I would generally feel safe under the care of any governmental organization, including the subway or the city bus or whatever. It's a government employee. It's maintained by the government. The government funded it. They paid for it. They built it. To me, it's going to be lower quality than anything I could find out there in the free market.
Wait, did you say you would feel safe?
Less safe. I may have said safe, but I meant less safe.
Okay.
I mean, if you give me the option between, like, a privately owned Greyhound and, you know, a city subway bus or a city bus or whatever, I'm going to assume they cut corners designing the city bus, then they charged four times the amount. It came in over budget, it took too long, and it was...
You're much more likely to get, you know, somebody stealing your wallet on a subway, or touching you inappropriately, or possibly stabbing you.
Or like Sarah said, smoking cigarettes or whatever, because, you know, the fares are so low that the homeless people just congregate on them or whatever.
As compared to, say, taking an Uber somewhere, where the driver is much less likely to stab you, or steal your wallet, or whatever, right? Because they have a rating... They've been there for a while. They've got they're a known quantity, essentially. The fear of being on an Uber is just completely irrational here. And I'm not a fan of Uber. I didn't want to make it sound like I'm like a stockholder or something.
See, I like Uber, and I wish I could find out how many times I've used them, because it's probably between dozens and hundreds of times. Between them.
Are they still mandating masks?
I don't know.
Because they sucked before that, and that really sucked.
What I learned during COVID, I think I was somewhere with you when we learned this, is that if you put, you know, hey, we'll tip you extra if you don't require us to wear a mask or whatever, then you can get around
that.
Depend
on the rules.
I mean, money talks, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I started doing that, and then I stopped really paying attention. And then COVID went away anyway. But COVID aside, I've taken dozens to hundreds of Ubers, and I have never once been assaulted or robbed or anything by any of my Uber drivers or my DoorDash drivers or whatever. None of it. It's never happened. Completely unfounded fear. You're living in psychosis. If you're scared of your Uber driver, you're insane.
So that's I think that's basically the poll here. I wish they would have gotten into more about, you know, what specifically people are afraid of. But it seems like it maybe was just focused on city-oriented stuff. I don't think they asked about terrorism. I don't think they asked about, you know, bigger topics. I think they just simply looked at the fear of traveling in a city and living in a city, those sorts of fears.
I suspect that if we did include those sorts of questions, though, it would get so much worse, right? They're in fear. They don't want to stay in their homes because they're scared they're going to get robbed with a home invasion or whatever, but they don't want to go outside because they might catch COVID out there.
Yeah. Somebody in our YouTube chat called NH Guy, presumably he lives in New Hampshire as we do, he says, happened to me last year, talking about a home invasion.
Wow.
A guy was wasted. And I says, well, was he trying to harm you or steal stuff or just too drunk to know which house he was in?
That happened to you, didn't
it? Yes, it happened. That's what I said in the chat here. I said that, well, we had the latter happen once. A dude just let himself into the studio in the middle of the night. The door was unlocked at the time. And he just waltzed in here, S-face drunk. At the time, I was a regular wine drinker, so I had a box of wine out in the kitchen. He was looking around, I guess, and found himself some of the wine.
Just in some random house, man.
Yeah, well, I think he knew that it was like the Free Stater house. I think he was conscious of that to some extent, but he wasn't intending to do us harm. He was just drunk and wanted to come in and hang out at the Free Stater house, I guess. And so he...
And he found some wine while he was at it.
He grabbed the wine box, brought it into the studio, found himself a glass, I presume. He didn't do very well. I don't remember cleaning up the glass, but he didn't do very well with the wine. It ended up... Some of it was on the floor, and, you know, he was really wasted, obviously. So
sure.
Some of the wine got spilled. He apparently watched some YouTube videos or whatever, because, you know, I looked at the browser history after... discovering him.
I love this story. This dude just wanders in, helps himself to some wine, sits down at your computer, and starts watching YouTube, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That is the most keen libertarian thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and then I get up, you know, whenever I got up, I didn't discover him in the middle of the night. I just happened to wake up for whatever reason. I think maybe I heard something, or maybe I just had to get up and pee or whatever, right? But I come out my door, and something seemed weird. I don't know what it was that got my attention downstairs, and then I saw this guy just kind of waltz out of the studio, and I said, you know, I said, hey, man, can I help you with something? or something like that. Like, I wasn't hostile or anything.
No, that is the... I wasn't here for that, but I can 100% imagine you just be as nice as possible. Just weirdly, here's some stranger in your house. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, man, can I give you a hand with something?
Yeah.
And just being completely genuine about it.
Yeah, and
I love it.
And he was sorry, and, you know, and we had a conversation, and ever since then, I see him around town from time to time. Unfortunately, he doesn't seem to have had the best life.
Oh.
He's been picked up by the cops for whatever, you know, petty crimes and that kind of thing. Just being a loser, essentially. But he didn't do anything on purpose to harm us, and just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just
well, it sounds like he didn't really harm you. He just,
yeah, just,
you know,
made a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, could have been a lot worse, right? So, like, that's the home invasion of New Hampshire, right? Some guy's just too drunk, he doesn't know where he's at, and he just wants to go sit down. You know, that's the worst case in this case. I'm sure there's bad things that happen in New Hampshire. I mean, every now and then somebody gets killed, but it's pretty rare, and most of the time it's the cops killing people. Around here.
The only, like, killing people that I've heard of in New Hampshire was, I think there was a homeless guy here in Keene who died in an accident. I think he fell into a river or something like that.
Well, there was a girl that cut that guy's head off.
That was the other one I was in a lover spat, sort of love triangle sort of thing. I don't remember the specifics now, but yeah,
that's
that one was
one.
Grisly.
That's a crazy story.
And, you know, people do stupid things when they're in love and when they're jealous and rage-filled.
Just let it go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever it is.
You know, a lot of these people, they don't learn how to temper their emotions when they enter into these relationships, and they confuse passion with love and all these sorts of things. So they think if they're not yelling at you,
they don't
really love you.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Because that's what they watched on television growing up with Everybody Loves Raymond and all of these other sitcoms where that's what heterosexual relationships were, was just hating the other person passive-aggressively.
Coming up, we got some news about the economy. You and I both had a similar story here, Aria, about people having difficulty just getting the bills paid at this point. The number of Americans that are having that trouble is on the increase. And we'll talk about the economic circumstances, which are not getting better for folks here and also elsewhere in the world. You can join us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855- 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.